This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And so we're here to do that. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And right now, four lines wide open on this gorgeous Saturday morning, we understand. But feel free to get online. And again, we have had moments where we solved all of Connecticut's and the USA's computer problems. And that's fine. It's great. You know, as geeks, especially on our help desk at Tab, it's nice when there's not a call coming in. We're like, oh, we did
when
it.
When the board is green, everybody's happy.
Yeah. They're all set. No issues. 9,000 systems.
And then
good to
all
go.
Of a sudden, 10 calls come in at once. Yeah,
exactly. So we, as geeks, we live for that. But as a radio show, we don't. So 860-522-9842. As we wait for your calls, though, there's plenty of technology news that we can talk about. So what do you got there, Dennis?
Well, let's talk about Microsoft.
Of course.
A while back, they realized they were having trouble keeping non-corporate companies or customers. Okay.
Yeah. Happy.
Right. Keeping people, them happy and keeping them renewing the services because they're going with this subscription model where
right.
you're paying for ongoing stuff. Now, they put together a team of people
yeah.
to look into how to keep
customers
those non-corporate customers happy
mm-hmm.
because they want to keep that revenue flowing.
Did they tell you when they put this team together?
About a year or two ago.
Okay.
Okay. It's mm-hmm. been around.
Yep.
Well, guess what Microsoft did in its infinite wisdom?
I don't know.
Shut them right down.
They laid
off 200 people.
In that group. So they clearly weren't able to figure out how to keep the customers happy. And they said, we're not going to bother.
I have a little bit of a story along those lines with Microsoft.
Yeah. Personal story. We like that.
Okay.
Mm.
I have a Microsoft 365 personal account.
Of course.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. I get the latest Office apps mm-hmm. wherever I want. Mm-hmm. It, all that. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
okay.
You pay happily for your
and
service.
I do pay a certain amount every year for it,
mm-hmm.
but I've got it
mm-hmm.
and it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a few months ago, they came out with something called Defender for Individuals.
Gotcha.
And it's their Defender antivirus
mm-hmm.
managed centrally
mm-hmm.
that you can install not only on Windows computers, but on Macs and mobile devices.
Mm.
And I think they even have a Linux version.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went, because I was entitled to it, I went and installed it. I've got it on my phone.
Right.
I've got it on my tablet. I've got it on this computer.
here in the studio.
Right here. Mm-hmm. I've got it on another computer at my house. Mm-hmm. And I also installed it on my Mac.
Yep. Because they said you could.
Because, right. It's right there on the web page for Defender for Individuals. It says, Microsoft 365 personal and family accounts have this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, about 2 months ago, 1 month ago, somewhere like that,
mm-hmm.
the Defender on my Mac started telling me it was no longer licensed.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Didn't happen on any of the other devices, but on the Mac it did.
Interesting.
So I opened up a chat session with Microsoft support. They were usually pretty good when you have a problem.
Yeah.
And they know that you're a paying customer, so they're not going to ignore you. They're not going to...
Right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. So I expected that they would tell me what to do to get it working again.
They offered it. Why not?
Right. Yeah. Then they sent me a link to a web page that tells me that Defender for Mac only works if you have a corporate account.
Well, why is
with
that?
365, and it's not even just any corporate account. It had to be like an E3
enterprise level
or above, which you and I know is actually very expensive.
Right. So,
and it has a lot of features that an individual is never going to want.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I sent them a link to their own Microsoft Defender for Individuals page that very clearly says that I'm entitled to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them that link, and they told me on the chat session, we can't view that link.
Right. Either they can't see it or they're not allowed to click on it.
Well, it's on Microsoft.com, so I don't know why they wouldn't be able to see it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just me. But, hey, now you just laid off the team that told you not to do stuff like that.
Exactly. And Dennis is a little cranky. And it's hard to get
Microsoft.
It's hard to get Dennis cranky like that. But this is what Microsoft does. I mean, they're hopefully going to find new positions within Microsoft, they said. I've read the article about that. But they also are laying off other folks within Microsoft themselves. So they've got some issues.
They've got a lot of them.
That's crazy. That's a crazy story. Let's go to Barbara and Avon next. What you got cooking out there, Barbara?
Hi, I have AT&T email, and mm-hmm. I've had it for quite a while. Frontier bought AT&T here, so I have Frontier, and it's a little hard to, when something's wrong with the email, to know who to call.
Mm.
But I got the right number, and because what it says is, your AT&T account settings are out of date, and mm-hmm. it says fix account, and then it tells you to put a password in, and I tried that two or three times, and finally they just wouldn't let me put anything in because I tried it too much, but it didn't work. So I called one place, and the guy said, oh, your email is compromised by these mails that you're getting. And since January, I've been getting one or two emails from certain people, one from a good friend, and when you open them, they have have what looks like a printed out program. You can't possibly read it.
Mm-hmm.
So he found all this guy on the web found all those, and he said, "I can fix that for you for $200."
Oh, geez.
Well, I thought, I just don't want to do that. So I took it over to where I bought it, Staples, and the Staples guy couldn't fix it because I guess they went to email, but he gave me the right number. I called up, and then I've called that number several times. It's the number for AT&T email.
Mm-hmm.
And each time I get somebody who tells me something different.
Mm.
What they do is they will fix a password, and then I can get my email on the web, att.mail sign-in.
Mm-hmm.
I can get it that way, and it comes up, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell me that AT&T is going through some changes,
mm-hmm.
and that they'll call me when my email is okay. I'm a little skeptical about that. What do you think?
Yeah, we'd be skeptical too.
I'm going to explain a little bit of what's going on here. Okay. Number one, the reason you're able to log in the web with a password that you reset is because that is using your email address and password to authenticate you. And that's all that's needed in a web browser.
Right.
Now, if you're using Outlook or some other kind of an email client, like Windows Mail or something like that, that is not enough anymore. AT&T requires a higher level of credential checking, for lack of a better word. And what you need to do for that is to create a secure, what they call a secure email key. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's actually generated by them once you've logged in on the web, which you can do. And it will generate this very long string of letters. And it won't even look like anything. You take that down, and in Outlook or Thunderbird or Windows Mail or whatever you're using, you use that in place of the normal password that you type in on the browser. And that will get you in. And we can post a link to that.
I think this is just ordinary Windows email because...
Same problem.
Same thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything else. So where do I do this or how do I do this?
We'll give you a
link. We're going to post links.
You're going to post a link. And where do I find the link?
On our Facebook page at Computer Talk or Computer... Tab Computer System, sorry. Or
Computer System.
Yep, on Facebook. Also in Twitter, I think that's Tab Computer Sys.
I'm 86. I don't have Twitter.
Okay, that's all right.
Fancy.
We also have a web page called computertalkwithtab.com.
Okay, so I can get this on computer
talk with tab.
tab.com. Yeah. Have you heard of other people having this problem with AT&T?
Hundreds. Matter of fact, at our on our help desk, we get this call on average once a week.
Well, why won't the AT&T people admit their problem and really fix it?
Well, they have released information about how to do what you need.
Yeah, so
they're just depending on you to do all the work for yourself.
Right. That's
so
the
snap. Where can I find this information that they're releasing?
You're going to go to computertalkwithtab.com on your computer.
Okay. I know that. I'm just wondering why I can't get them to fix it.
That's a great question. Are you paying them for your email, Barbara?
No.
Well, there's number
that's
one.
That's your problem.
Why would they bother with that? That's the issue. Everyone thinks email should be free. If you think about your mailbox out front of your house, do you have any idea how expensive that is? Our mail system is like trillions of dollars in debt, right? That's the most expensive mailbox you'd ever think of. But you know, nobody thinks of it. They think it's free. It sure isn't free. Your email is not free either. So AT&T doesn't have any real motivation to fix your free email system or help you at all. Now, you could pay for email. Proton is one that we would recommend. It's out of Switzerland. It's an MIT Swiss partnership, and you'd pay for the email system there. They offer a free box too, but if you want to get service, you got to pay for it. but that's the issue. We'll give you the links, and you can go and follow them and fix your issue. But everyone thinks that that the companies that are offering you the stuff for free should fix it, and I always wonder why they're doing it for free. You're probably making them money.
Because there's not a real cost in it. The reason people think it's free is because they don't bill you.
Right. Well, yeah, and that's a good reason that it's free. But there's servers, there's geeks, there's all sorts of storage they got to pay for. It's not free to them per se. So you got to ask yourself, why are they giving it to me for free?
Because they're getting your name to use for other places.
There you go. You're the commodity, Barbara.
Right. Exactly. I understand that. And that's okay, because I'm not important enough to be in a commodity anywhere else.
Yes, you are. Of course. They want to know what Barbara's recipe for pumpkin rhubarb pie, whatever you do, is. They want to know that stuff. Who knows?
Well, I suppose I understand that. I just think that, I hardly ever use anything, and the only thing I ever look up are, like, French and German language things, and so I don't usually have much trouble with this. This is the first trouble I think I've ever had.
Yeah, it's
so,
improving security.
I want to thank you for giving me a link to fix it.
Our pleasure. Good luck, Barbara.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It is frustrating, right?
But absolutely.
Man, if you just think about your mailbox as you go home, it's the most expensive piece of government property we get going. We're going to step out for a quick break. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open for you. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is another Elvis tune.
You don't recognize Burning Love?
I don't.
Seriously?
Sorry. I'm a Rush guy. I mean, I can appreciate Elvis.
Well, I like Rush too, but this is Elvis.
All right. Did you see the movie?
I saw all the Elvis movies.
No, the latest one.
Oh.
The new one.
No, I have not all seen it.
You're not a true fan. No, I'm just kidding. I hear it's a really good movie.
I know Tom Hanks is in it, and he plays Colonel Tom Parker.
All right, I didn't even know who that guy was either.
What?
Sorry. What can I tell you? I'm a Gen Xer. What do I know? So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out. And again, that last caller, I just, you know, kind of feel for her, right? She's, you know, like she said, she's 86. She's got her AT&T mailbox. And she just wants it to work, right?
Right. And it always did. It stops and she doesn't know why.
And they're adding security, right? This is a security feature they're adding to the mail system to maybe help reduce spam or help reduce all sorts of things, improve security. It's not, they're not doing it to cause you trouble. I can tell you
no.
that.
What they're trying to do is to keep people from commandeering these, you know, malcontents from commandeering these accounts and logging in from Belarus or Romania or wherever the heck.
And then reading your email and then maybe
and then sending out emails
as you
using your account to deliver other spam and in a lot of cases malware. Yeah.
And then they ask themselves, why are we giving these email boxes away to these people for free? Let's go to Tony in Meriden. What's happening, Tony?
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
What's up?
Should I turn my radio off, maybe?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, because they're talking at somebody else, and now I've got somebody else on the phone here.
Yeah.
And I have to be able to hear clearly.
I agree.
Because I'm vintage, and I'm not high-tech. So.
All right. Well, you're talking to the geeks right now, so what can we do for you?
Okay, some of my emails, not all, but some of my emails recently have started to come through like in hieroglyphics. I mean, with symbols and letters and no words.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't read them.
Are they from people you want to read them from?
Yeah, I want to read the emails, but I can't.
Have you reached out to those people and said, what the heck are you sending me?
Yeah, I've replied and I don't get any answers from them. They're mostly like from my CVS and Zillow and
so these are embedded. These could be embedded graphics that are not displaying properly or something.
Nothing, just like letter. In fact, I just opened my computer. I thought I'll open one of them if I can.
How are you opening them, Tony? Are you logging into a web browser and then logging into the email that way? Do you use
I go into email through Google. No, through email.
Through email, yep. But you have an email client. Is there an app you click on, or do you go through the web browser?
It's like a little envelope.
Okay, you're using Windows Mail then.
Yep.
Windows. Okay, thank you.
That's okay.
Let me see if I can find one now to pull up before I talk to them. CVS. Yeah. Okay. Here's one right here.
I wonder if
come on now. Open up.
Is it a mode she needs to get in a rich text format or something like that?
It says custom dark mode font colors 2EBTN.
Custom dark mode.
Color, border, none, padding.
She's in the display
it's
settings.
Like it's explaining some computer bargain for what it is, and it goes on forever, a long, long, long thing.
And this is every email, Tony, now?
No, not every email, just some.
Hmm. So it's almost like I wonder if the email is trying to have her go into a mode and the mail client's not doing it? Why would CVS do that?
Yeah, this isn't happening. It's not inside the emails.
Right.
It's something that's going on with the program.
My Realtor one and some new listings. Yeah, here's new listings. 78 margin, body 78 margin. Yeah.
So it's not processing an email at all.
Yeah.
It's showing you the code. It's saying here's what it should do.
Yeah, all kinds of codes. And
that's what it is. She's reading. It's showing her the style sheet. It's embedded in it.
So how can she get out of that? I can't think of it off the top of my head. You're doing something funky there, Tony. Could be a setting too, right?
I'm not sure what's
setting. I'm wondering if it could be a setting in the mail client there, but I don't know why it would do it for some and not others.
Yeah, it's not doing it with all. Another thing that occurs is a friend of mine used to send me emails all the time, which I just told him I never got. And then when I was playing around trying to look at some of the icons that I never touch, haven't in all the years I've been using a computer, I found something called bulk. So I looked.
Well, yeah, you have a bulk mail folder.
Bulk mail, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I found his, the ones he's been sending me forever, I found his in there. So some come in bulk, but they don't come in my normal Windows email.
It's a feature.
I have a question. Is this Windows 10 or Windows 11?
10.
10, okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of issues with this I'm seeing.
I'm seeing it reported in a lot of places, but
the answers aren't good yet.
The answers are not good. One of them is that Internet Explorer isn't on your computer, which is why I asked if you had Windows 11.
Oh.
Right.
So I just have plain Windows, not Windows.
No, we're just asking questions.
No, we're just
the thing that's
checking
happening.
Versioning.
You're not alone. There's hundreds of people with this problem.
There's a lot of it.
So
oh,
I guess
I feel sorry for them.
Where do you get your email, Tony? I know you use that little mail client, but is it AT&T? Is it Google? Who's your mail? Where's your mailbox?
Windows, they said.
Windows.
That's what you just told me. Windows.
Oh, no.
No.
That's the tool you're using to open your mail. But
yeah.
Who are the folks sending you your mail? Like, where's your mailbox? Where does it exist? Do you know what service you're using to get your email? Where are you at? Are you at? You're not at tony.com. You're at yahoo.com.
I'm at tsobolewski at att.net.
AT&T.net. Another AT&T issue.
Yep.
Have you ever tried to log into AT&T through the web browser, not your mail client?
No.
Okay. There's actually a link on our board right now on our Computer Talk with Tab site talking about AT&T configuration. We want you to try to log into your account that way through the web site to see if you have the same issue or not. You probably won't.
What do you mean? Just close everything out?
Yeah, and you're going to end up browsing over to probably AT&T.com of some sort, and log into your email that way. Do you know your email? You know your email address? Do you know your password?
Yeah, I do, honest.
Yes. So do you know your password? Don't tell me, but do you know it?
I know. So now I have. So, okay, I just went into bulk because I was trying to tell you about bulk. So
right.
Now if I close out of bulk, you want me to close out of bulk, then I'll close out of my...
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I Word document that I had been working on a wedding.
Don't close that.
You don't have to close Word.
No.
No.
No, your computer can walk and chew gum. You want to go ahead and bring up a web browser and log into AT&T.
Okay, just bring up a web browser. So how do I do that? Just go back to Windows.
Do you ever surf the internet?
Search, yeah.
You do? Okay.
You want me to go into the search thing? I'm in my email now. You want me to put it in search?
I want you to click on the start button at the bottom left of your screen.
The start button. You know the start button?
Yeah, I've got
okay.
the start button.
Now type the word edge. EDGE.
I don't go in here in the office.
Tony, we're going to put you on hold. We're coming up against a hard break. All right, we're going to get right back with you. We're working on Tony's email issue. We'll be right back. This is an Elvis song, too.
Suspicious Minds?
Sorry.
You don't even know that one.
No, I do not. This is a Computer Talk with Tab. Sorry there, Dennis. I spent a lot of time listening to jazz. What can I tell you? We're going to be here till 11, and then Dr. Alessi will be in. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And let's get back to poor Tony out there in Meriden. Hey, Tony, you still with us?
Grandma. Remember, I'm Grandma.
Okay. All right, Grandma. So here's the thing. Here's what AT&T wants you to do, sadly. We went and did some research during the break because your issue is we found a tons of posts on Microsoft's side of things.
It's like a rash all over the internet.
And the AT&T side of thing. And you know what they want you to do, Tony?
Update.
No.
No. They want you to log into their portal using the Currently portal, and somehow, magically, this problem goes away. But, of course, you'll be subjected to all their ads and all the junk that you have to log into.
When I did what you said before, I went to start, and I got
Edge.
And I looked in there, and I found Microsoft Edge.
Yeah.
Yes.
For Edge. Is that what you wanted
me
to do?
Yes, exactly.
And what did, the screen flashed on just for a second, and it showed one of those it showed a whole series of emails, but I didn't have time to see them, but it showed one email, and it was in English, but then it went off, and what came on the screen is what's on now. I didn't dare touch it until you got back to me, and it says, Microsoft Edge has been updated.
Yeah, okay.
Choose the web browser that puts you first. Let's go. Now, it has been telling me frequently to update, but I'm always afraid to update because then I'm afraid I won't be able to function with my computer the way
I have been.
I'm too afraid there'll be too many changes.
Right.
So I don't know if that's a part of the problem.
No. But it says, choose the web browser that puts you first. Let's go. And then I'm supposed to hit let's go, I guess.
Go ahead. Let's go.
Oh, boy, you better keep me out of trouble.
We won't agree that it puts you first. It puts Microsoft first.
But it's a much better browser than it was.
Yeah.
So
you're going to end up going to Currently, which is part of an AT&T. Do you know how to go to our website at computertalkwithtab.com, Tony?
No, but I can jot that down.
Yeah. So once you bring Edge up, you're going to type in
www.computertalkwithtab.com. Talk with Tab.
Yep, the whole thing. .com.
The whole thing. Talk with Tab, T-A-B?
Yep.
T-A-B.
.com.
Okay.
And then you're going to go.
.com?
Yep. And you're going to find our live links are out there. And on those live links will be a link to Currently, which is part of an AT&T service. And then
link to Currently?
Yep.
Currently.
Yep.
All right.
And then you're going to log into your email through that link. So make sure you have your email and password to do that and see if you can read your emails.
How will I know how to do that?
It'll be on the link. There should be information.
And log into that from now on. Well, that'll be one of my icons now, or what?
You'll have to remember to go to currently.com or add a bookmark. You can take a bookmark and turn it into an icon if you want to, but that's next level stuff, I think, Tony.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
But going to www.whatever the currently link is, it shouldn't be a big deal.
So I'd have to do that every time I want to go into my email.
To solve this issue, according to both Microsoft and AT&T, that's the way to do it.
Okay, so I won't hit the little envelope anymore.
Right, if you want to fix this issue. Or you say to yourself, you know what, I don't care. I'll have some gibberish emails and I'll go ahead and ignore those.
Okay.
It's up to you.
But is it you're telling me it's not because I haven't updated when they told me to?
Not from what we're reading.
No.
There's something wrong with the mail coming through AT&T.
Can you see some of those emails?
We can see plenty of examples.
With all that gibberish?
Yep. Plenty of examples that were described in the forums that we looked at are exactly as you described them.
Yeah.
And the only solution is to go to Currently, which is cheesy, right? It doesn't make any sense. But that's a solution. May not be a perfect solution, but right now, that's the solution. Most likely, AT&T will fix the issue of how your emails are formatted, and it'll work within Mail eventually. Uh-huh. So you can use both methods, but
can
if you want
to... both methods. Why is this...
Oh, Tony, if we knew why. If we knew why.
You know everything about computers. I listen to you all the time.
We know. We just follow the logic. Why this works this way is just, who knows?
Why it suddenly...
Some programmer broke something, and not enough people have screamed about it yet.
Right.
That's why.
Now, if I were going to scream about it, who do I scream about it to?
How much do you pay for your AT&T mailbox?
How much do I pay for my AT&T? I mean, I go through Frontier.
Okay, so it comes with it. You would scream at Frontier.
Yeah, Frontier. Now
be nice, though. They're just geeks.
Got Yahoo in there somewhere or something, too. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, Yahoo could be in there, but you could talk to your Frontier internet service provider and say, hey, what's going on? But they're probably going to say the same thing we did.
Yeah.
Or not give you any answer.
No, well, that's it. I tried calling before.
Mm-hmm. Nobody picks up the phone like we do, Tony.
No, I know, and you did pick up the phone, and I do listen to you, and I appreciate your patience with Grandma here.
It's our pleasure. Hopefully we've given you some help here. We haven't solved it because we can't, but the workaround
will work. I'll try what you're telling me, and hopefully I'll be able to read my email.
You got it. Good luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, so she's got something to try. That's crazy, though. That's what that forum said.
I know. I saw the same response.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
All right, let's move on to Joseph in Hartford next. What's happening, Joseph?
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
How's everyone?
Good.
Good. This must be like email day.
Yeah.
I get att.net on my phone. I don't really use a computer anymore, so I don't go on it there. In fact, if I boot up the computer, AT&T tells me I have to change my password or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go on that anyway.
Right.
What I'm getting is a lot of emails about, like, McAfee, the you know, service.
They're trying to sell you something?
No, well, I used to get it from my computer, and I don't anymore.
Yeah.
But now I'm spammed with umpteen numbers of your account is delinquent and hasn't been paid or whatever.
Right.
And you get, like, two or three in a row and maybe two or three more down the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
One right after another. And I'm getting all these type of spam things anyway.
Yep.
Where you want a free trip or you want a free drill.
Right.
Or you, and I just was wondering, is there any way to block any
yes.
of these out?
Yes. You have to log into your account through a computer, go into currently. I swear to gosh,
yeah.
that's the way you got to do it now.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to set the mail spam preferences. I'm not, okay. Did AT&T like send a check to Carolyn today? I don't know what's going on here. But you're going to log into currently. You're going to have to go to the spam settings. They probably have spam settings. And you would have a level of how harsh or how light you want to set those settings. In your case, you want to make it a little harsher to block some of this stuff. And in many cases, too, when you're in those types of mail programs, you can right-click on the actual message and block the sender specifically, too. But if you don't go into your system and make those changes, they'll keep sending them to you.
Yeah. Well, as I say, I don't go on it in the computer. In fact, I'd probably right. have to change my password because I really don't know it. It's just buried within the phone.
You don't remember your password?
No.
Uh-oh.
Not at all. But I don't have that problem because the phone...
Well, so
it's been signed into the phone years ago,
yep.
and it just continues as okay.
All right. How important is your email to you, Joseph? Like, do you have anything important connected to it?
Not overly. I mean, I get a few things like maybe an upcoming bill or
right.
places that try to sell you things that I do business with, but...
Okay.
Not overly.
Eventually, you're going to lose that connection to your email, and you're going to have to know the password to get in. And the problem is, if you don't have a way to recover that, you're going to have to talk to AT&T, get on with their support, and they're going to have to help you get your mail back or your connection back. So you may want to bite the bullet today and figure this out. Get on currently, try to get logged in, try to know your password, and set your spam settings. Are you looking for that, Dennis, too? Is there probably spam setting?
Trying to find a place that talks about it.
They've got to have it.
If
they don't, I'd be shocked. But then again...
Well, here's what I can get out of them.
Yeah.
Okay. You are supposed to log in on the web like yeah. we're talking about it currently.
Right.
And you click on the gear icon and you go into mail options.
Mm-hmm. And then
that's the last instruction that they give you.
So hopefully within mail
options. Hopefully somewhere in that screen, you're going to find what it is you're looking for to activate that.
The spam. They've got to have some sort of spam setting. But you got to be able to log in, Joseph, to do that. Otherwise, you have no control over your mailbox. Nothing we can do for you.
Oh, yeah. I can't do anything from the phone to block them.
I highly doubt it, no.
I don't think so.
That's just a saying, I'm Joe, send me the mail.
Oh, okay. Like the lady has said before me, I noticed lately a number of emails, which I don't really care about them, but if you scroll down on them, all you get is like equal signs.
Yep.
E squared equals MC.
Yeah, we covered all that. Yeah, that's
a whole bunch of them.
That's an AT&T issue.
Never got that before.
It's an AT&T issue, it seems, so it has nothing to do with... It looks like they're forcing everybody to go to the website to get clean mail, or they have a problem with their mail system in general, but it's a known issue.
They send an email every once in a while saying, we notice you don't use AT&T mail app.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's a mail
app. Oh, there's their own app.
That might be helpful.
They do have their own app.
Maybe you should try that.
Maybe I will.
But you need to know your password still.
Yeah. That's the hard thing. I know passwords I used to use, so it could be one of them.
I know. The bad guys are hoping that's the case.
But they'll block, yeah. But when I was using it more on the computer, every so often they'd make you change it.
Yes.
It used to piss me off. On the phone, they haven't done that.
But. Well, it's important that you change, that you use different email passwords for all your services. So
yeah.
You're kind of an accident waiting to happen. If your password is out on the dark web, it's just a matter of time before someone finds your email box and tries to log in as you, and you wouldn't know it. And now they're reading your emails, and something could happen where they're going to try to trick you into paying them some money because of whatever methods they're going to use to trick you. But the idea here is you need to lock your email system down more stringently, using even two-factor authentication too. So once you know your password, you should also configure 2FA. Hmm. so that your phone gets a hit when you try to log in.
One final thing is, I didn't bring up, is my wife, she uses an iPhone that's under my account. So it's technically my iPhone, but it's her iPhone, and she uses her own email address. Well, she's been getting the McAfee ones too, and she's never been signed up for that.
Right, you got to go. You got to log in, and those her mail that was coming from AT&T, right?
Yeah,
same thing. She's got to log in as her and set the spam settings harsher.
Yeah, but it just bugs me because she never signed up for the account.
I know.
And so they shouldn't have had her email.
It's the nature of spam. Oh, they can get your email. They can pay for a whole list of email.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Anybody can find your email box.
Yeah, I'm sure. I get too many of the spams as it is.
All right, Joseph. I hope we've given you some things to try today.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, that was the weirdest run of AT&T email calls I think we've ever had. And we got better at it as the calls got on.
Right.
But... Can't make it up. We'll step out for a quick break, get some more of your calls, and we got Chris and Helene? Yeah, Helene on the line. We'll be right back. Sorry. Never heard of it. This is Computer Talk with Tab. On BH 11 o'clock. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we got Dr. Leslie coming in with Healthy Rounds. Let's get to your... That almost sounds like it was in a real bad loop there. Oh, no, we're back. Let's go to Chris in Weathersfield. What's happening, Chris? Chris, you there?
I'm fortified by vintage callers.
Yeah.
My son wants to put me on a family plan and get me a cell phone.
Wow. That's so nice of him.
Hey, that's great.
Well, what risks are there for me?
He'll call you more often.
No, really.
None. There's no risk.
I want a Volta, you know, but he has an Android.
Well, Volta, yeah, I understand. Volta is that private service that we talked about last week, which was pretty interesting. But it's nice.
Yeah, that one sounded perfect for me.
Sure.
I liked that.
Yeah. But if your son's gonna
design that is
pretty cool. But if your son's gonna pay for your cell service, I mean, I hope my kids do that for me someday. Clearly, he loves you.
Oh yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, he brought this up as I was, you know, trying to talk about end of life issues. So that's why I'm a little suspect.
Oh, that's awful. No, but we all should talk about end of life issues. I mean, I'm going through that with my own mom right now, and we have some of the plans in place, but not all of them. So it's good to talk about that stuff. I don't think he's got anything nefarious in mind other than helping you out. So I would tell you to take it and say, thanks, son. You're paying for my cell phone. That's the way I would treat it.
Yeah.
He's trying to help you out.
Yeah, take a freebie.
Yeah, but there's nothing that, you know, how about, you know, calls that I make, do they come through on another person's bill?
Well, you have unlimited minutes, most likely, so they would come up on he basically wants to include you in his family plan to give you, they probably get X number of phones for X number of dollars per month, and they're like, hey, Mom, why don't you just join us? I'll pay your bill.
Yeah, it may be that depending on the bundle, he's getting an extra phone basically for free, and he's just going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not trust your own son?
I it's technology that I don't trust.
Okay.
Well, your calls on that phone are not going to show up on some other person's bill. It'll probably show up on his if they show up anywhere, and that'll be it.
In the old days, they used to list the calls you made in cell phones,
but
they
don't
do that
anymore.
I don't
think they do that anymore, no.
Because the minutes are free. Nobody makes phone calls anymore.
Yeah.
So take it. Take it as a thing. You're fine.
All right.
Unless you're running some sort of nefarious, you know, like get some sort of drug factory out of your house there and you're worried about him finding out. I think you're fine.
No, okay. Sounds good.
All right, Chris.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our callers are great. My son wants to give me a free cell phone. What's the catch? I thought I was cynical. Whew. That was funny. Oh, God. let's go to Helene in West Hartford. Hey, Helene.
Hello.
Is your family trying to help you out? You don't trust them either.
No. I'm doing this on my own.
Okay.
The thing is, I have two issues.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One, when I'm using my phone, because it might happen while I'm speaking with you, it cuts out and comes back. And I guess maybe the term is buffering. I don't know why it does that. Hmm. My provider is Comcast. Could be because of the provider.
Could be.
Could it be the internet connection?
Yep. All those things. You're probably using cell phone over Wi-Fi in your home. Like you're doing a voice over IP type connection on your cell phone.
If you just notice, it's cutting in and out.
Yeah. So, well, the idea there would be to either call Comcast and ask them if they have an issue or get a different phone service.
Okay.
Because they're not supposed to work that way. It's supposed to be more reliable than that.
That's what I figured. Okay.
When you're riding around town, are you able to make calls after you've parked in other locations? Does it sound okay or is it the same problem?
I haven't, to be truthful, I haven't paid attention. I'll have to try to note that.
Just curious.
Especially when I'm calling someplace where I have to give a number or give information and it cuts in and out, it becomes an issue. And I do that from home.
Yeah, that would be that's not good. There's something wrong with the service then or the phone.
Okay, that's number one.
Yeah.
But my other one is like everyone else, an email issue.
Oh, my goodness.
AT&T.
Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
Oh, my gosh.
I continue to use my original email, which is SBC Global,
went
to whatever.
Right.
And so I've gone into connectivity and get a thing on my laptop so I can connect to my email on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't get my email on my cell phone, and I try to use the same password on my cell phone. It's the same account, but it doesn't connect, and it keeps not accepting my password.
Well, the truth on that one is you're not typing it right.
Okay. I have the same I don't know what that means because I use the same character.
I know you do. You're doing something wrong. So you're not...
Okay.
The password you're entering, if it works for a computer, you're typing something wrong, a space, or something is not inputting the password correctly. It's not like it would say, I'm an app, I won't accept that password. It's whatever you're putting in is incorrect. You just have to understand that either what your password is a zero and you thought it was an O or something like that, it is just not taking your password correctly.
So it doesn't automatically connect from my laptop or to whatever to my phone? The email just doesn't connect like that?
Nope. That would be magic. So your laptop is logging in and saying, I am on the laptop. I want to get Helene's email. When you do it on your phone, you're a whole different system connecting to through Comcast. It needs to have those credentials entered. Just like if I sat here and wanted to log in as you, right? I would need to put your credentials in and connect to your mailbox. So it doesn't happen magically. It has to be done by each individual thing.
Okay. So it's a separate entity.
It is.
Like if I went to the library, I have to put in my passcode there.
Yeah, exactly. And that works, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I would recommend not logging into your email at the library, but that's a whole other show.
Okay. That's interesting because I thought their computers were secure.
Are they?
That's what they say.
Well,
I don't know.
So if you click on and allow the browser to save your password, right?
Right.
There's all sorts of risks going on there by logging into your stuff on somebody else's computers. I would tell you never to do that.
I thought when I sign off and I close it off.
Yep.
And I don't leave stay connected. Yep. I thought that clears it all.
And that's what a lot of people think that, right? So the browser can cache all that information, and that's how a lot of hacks occur. You'd have to, just keep it in mind. When you're in a public space using a public computer. The next person or the person before could have loaded a key logger. They could have loaded a tool. Just don't do anything important.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I think I scared her a little bit, but it's true. You don't want to log into that type of stuff on somebody else's computers. You just don't.
No.
Period. All right. So we're all out of time. You guys are all woke up in the last half hour of the program. You filled the lines up like crazy. We do appreciate it. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. We want to thank Carolyn for producing and playing all sorts of music I've never heard before. Dennis knew it, but I didn't know any of it. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything over at our Facebook page and our Twitter. If you follow us on Twitter at Tab Computer Sys, even though Elon may not be buying Twitter, which is kind of disappointing, it is going to go to your Twitter feed. And of course, if you follow us on Facebook, all of the things we talked about will go into your Facebook feed. And of course, Dennis here was posting all these live to our ComputerTalkWithTab.com site. So check that out as well. And I guess we'll catch you next Saturday.
We want you to be geeks too.
Take it easy, guys.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.